Okay, I want to show Shapiro and this Jewish girl's take on the PSYOP, the cover-up of Epstein is official. I told you guys that would always happen. We covered it a lot yesterday. Day one of them telling you, actually, yeah, we promise forever we're going to release and expose the Epstein network, but actually there wasn't a network, there was no list, and you're getting nothing, and he killed himself. All right, everybody stop, let's move on. What, you're asking questions? What, you're still talking about that? So I haven't seen what Shapiro says yet. Recap what Trump, how Trump flipped out. Whether he ever here we go.
Yeah, sure. If I could.
Could I just interrupt for one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
That is like a few hours. The report about them saying he killed, the concluding that he killed himself and there's no list and case closed. And he's already saying, you're still talking about this? That he was asked a million times before the election, will you release it? He said yes, but maybe not so much so. Yeah, guilty conscious. This is next level, like psychopathic, you know, personality disorder type of shit, gaslighting. You're still asking, stop asking about this.
Unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy.
He was the most high profile prisoner in trial in the world. He's connected to you and all your Zionist buddies. You promised on the campaign trail and all the guys you got appointed to the FBI, Bongino and Cash Patel, they're all talking about the Epstein. We're going to reveal the Epstein, going to expose the deep state and take out the Epstein. The whole Q PSYOP. Oh, he's saving the children, getting the pedophiles, defeating the Satanist. And then now actually they say, oh, we got truckloads of information. It's on her desk. Thousands of videos. You're going to hear it all. It's all going to be revealed. Then they go, oh, here's your Zionist influencers with some Biden binders that have nothing in them. And then now, actually, guys, yeah, we promised revealing everything. You get nothing. And you're still asking about this? The first question since it happened, look at his face. He's like, you have no idea how bad things are. Look at that face.
With what happened in Texas, it just seems... like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure.
A desecration. It's a desecration.
February.
Unbelievable. Our state of owned and blackmailed. Oh my God. Right. The day that that happens, Netanyahu comes and visits and nominates him for the Nobel Peace Prize too. Dude, what clown world? What is going on?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
So crazy what's unfolding. Epstein says that him and Trump was his closest friend for 10 years. He was named by Maria Farmer like in the 90s when she first went to the FBI. Remember when it first happened? David Schoen, the Zionist Organization of America, top lawyer, board member and top lawyer, was Trump's lawyer for the impeachment and for the trials about January 6th, I believe. This Zionist lawyer was his lawyer and Epstein's lawyer and Roger Stone's lawyer. And he came out and he goes, oh, there was nothing. Epstein killed himself and he wasn't working for Israel either. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Let's hear what Ben Shapiro has to say.
That amounts to an actual... We now have the answers. And the problem is this. People who never...
We now have the answers. And the answers is you get no answers.
You're at $0.87, $5 on Rumble. There's a book called Rome Contra Judea, Judea Contra Rome by Europa Soberana that gives a lot of historical detail to how Jews used Christianity to subvert Rome.
Very cool. I'll have to try to find that. Sounds good and old. That'd be awesome. Thank you. Thank you for the support as well. All right. You ready for your answers, Goyim? He didn't work for Israel and he killed himself. All right. Are you happy?
We now have the answers. And the problem is this. People who never hedged their bets, people who never at any point suggested to you that they don't have data to back up the speculation, that the speculation was in and of itself the conclusion that if you speculate without evidence, that amounts to an actual conclusion.
You are speculating without evidence that he worked for Mossad. Ignore the fact that there's Wesley Wexner and that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was an Israel superstar. You had no evidence at all whatsoever. Forget the evidence that, what was it, like Alex Acosta that said he was intelligence. Forget the fact about all of our politicians seemingly being blackmailed by Israel with their glazing and their groveling and their unconditional support. He's like, you guys better not be conspiracy theorists about Jews ever again, because you're wrong, because we say there's nothing to see here.
In and of itself, the conclusion that if you speculate without evidence, that that amounts to an actual conclusion to an investigation, they're going to be very upset today, because it turns out that the DOJ and the FBI have concluded that Epstein didn't have a client list and died by suicide, according to a memo detailing the findings obtained.
Heil Charles,
tired of winning?
$10 on Rumble.
Thank you.
Hello, Adam. First time trying to chat and send some cash. I remember 1987, second grade, they were teaching us that we could become Noahides. I always thought it was strange, a little off topic. Thanks.
What was your name? Hillel? Is that what your name was? You were learning Noahides. Are you Jewish? You were Jewish and learning about the Noahides? Hill Chill. Nah, it's probably not Hillel. Probably not Jewish. That isn't. So you're Christian? Was it at a church or was it at a public school they were teaching Noahides? Was it a rabbi teaching Noahides? 1987? This is when they first came up with these ideas, I think, was the 80s. At least the Rebbe speaking of it publicly. That's interesting.
By Axios. Now, again, does this put to bed like all inquiries? Of course not. People can continue to speculate as much as they want. And I think there's still open questions here regarding how did Epstein make his money? Right, that's a very serious open question.
Okay, fair enough, Ben. Fair enough. Thank you.
For a long time was.
Thank you for granting that.
Blackmail. But the DOJ and the FBI, again, run by people like Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, are telling you.
You mean all these Zionists? All these Christian Zionists? And Bongino says that the issue near and dear to his heart is defending Israel? Okay. Not the first people I'd put in to investigate it, considering the conflict of interest.
I'm not telling you. They're telling you, people who are members of the Trump administration, people you elected and put into these positions to get you the truth on this matter, are telling you that he didn't, in fact, he was not murdered. He did not keep a client list. And he did not blackmail powerful figures. Okay, right, that is the thing that they are saying. Not I. They are saying this. If you're willing to throw that over and claim they're lying, then I'd like to see you present your evidence that they are, in fact, lying. Because I know Dan. I don't think that Dan Bongino is lying to me. I know Kash Patel a little bit. I don't think Kash Patel is lying to me. I don't think these people are lying to me. Which means that if somebody else...
What's weird is, like, Bongino is a part owner of Rumble with Peter Thiel and J.D. Vance. And... Peter Thiel's Palantir got a $40 million investment very early on from Jeffrey Epstein as well.
Continues to claim that they're lying. They ought to provide their evidence at this point. And now is the point at which the facts on the ground have changed. And so either you ought to shift your opinion based on the facts that have now emerged, or you ought to acknowledge that this was never a fact-based inquiry in the first place.
You know, what I would say is, I think religions, people always want to say the reason that, like, Jews have power is because of Epstein blackmail and because of AIPAC. They want to say those two things. And they want to, like, downplay and minimize the role that Christianity plays in their influence and their power and their control. And I've always said, like, these people, they don't have to blackmail people. They can just promote sincere believing Christians, which is what we see apparently a lot of. I'm not saying blackmail doesn't exist. I'm not seeing extortion and just buying off doesn't exist. But so much of it is the religion or just grifters, grifters that don't even believe. But just because everybody else believes, they'll believe.